各位好，欢迎收听 Wi-Fi Jazz， 我是米周。今天是2022年的3月6号 ，Wi-Fi Jazz 的第36期。Wi-Fi Jazz 是 Wi-Fi 旗下一档关于近现代爵士乐的音频播客。我们主张爵士不应该只是一种音乐类型，它更为当代都市生活提供了一种可以参考的可能性。我们的口号是即兴即合理。我们建议您使用喜马拉雅、网易云音乐、小宇宙 APP 和 Apple Podcast 收听我们的节目，因为这是第一时间收听到 Wi-Fi Jazz 的唯一方法。今天想要跟各位聊一位音乐家，名字叫做 Algero。Algero 1940年出生于美国的 Milwaukee。Milwaukee 这个地方呢，我因为工作的原因待过不到一年的时间。这里面音乐氛围非常好，那每年夏天都有一个 Milwaukee 音乐节。这城市呢，它本身是就在五大湖边上，风景十分优美，而且非常安静，是典型的一个德国后裔的聚集地。然后它的宗教基础也很强，当然因为是德国后裔的聚集地嘛，所以它的啤酒也非常好喝。 Algero 成长的环境呢，离不开教堂和音乐。他的父亲是教堂的歌手，而他的母亲则是教堂的钢琴伴奏。可以说呢， Algero 从小就浸染在这种很好的音乐氛围当中。他在24岁的时候取得了心理学的硕士学位，应该是学历比较高的爵士音乐家了。而且他在三藩市呢，从事了4年的残障人士的这种康复咨询的工作，同时在业余的时间在俱乐部里面演唱爵士乐。1968年，因为副业搞得特别好，所以说 Algero 决定将音乐呢作为自己的第一职业。他去了洛杉矶，高超的技巧和天赋让他迅速在俱乐部里面和一些电视节目上站稳了脚跟，并开始变得小有名气。1975年，在打拼了7年之后， Algero 终于迎来了华纳兄弟唱片公司的青睐，并推出了自己的第一张专辑 We Got By。 我们一起来听里面的同名单曲 Algero We Got By。
Some beans, and I will find the wine. Them neon lights will brighten too. And sneaking back home with this girl named Joe, I hurried down to say I do. And instead, my first man shouted in the high. But we got back.We got by. Oh, we got by. Lord knows we got by. Sometimes I sing. Mm-hmm.
can really fool y'all. And finally that bicycle, working, praying June to June. And mama's got LA gleaming in her eye. Oh, we got back. We got back. Yeah. Ooh, we got back. Oh, I know we got back. We kept on walking and talking and hopping and wooing and cooing and wooing. Loving and tugging and hugging and rubbing and sugging and bugging, yeah, laying, praying, swaying, lifting and fretting and getting, begetting, lying and crying and trying and dying and sighing. We got back, yeah. We got back. Oh, we got back.
We Got Back 这张专辑开始帮助 Agero 赢得了一些国际声誉，也为他后来的成功奠定了基础。1981年 ，Agero 发行了这张名盘《Breaking Away》。人们说这张专辑啊，定义了 LA Pop 和 R&B 的边界，它帮助 Agero 赢得了当年的格莱美最佳流行男声。而这张专辑呢，更是在公告牌200强排行榜上面停留了有两年之久。这张专辑无论是从艺术上还是商业上，都是一个十足的成功。我们一起来听一下里面的主打歌 We're in this love together。在连续发行了几张成功的专辑之后， Agero 决定回到舞台，并且开始了长期的巡演。用他自己的话说， 他喜欢和观众的那种现场的连接。他与同时代许多大师合作过，其中包括 Miles Davis、Chick Corea、George Benson 等等。Jarrell 于2017年在美国的洛杉矶逝世，他死于呼吸衰竭。他的墓碑上面呢，写着一段摘抄自他自己创作的歌曲《Morning》中的一段歌词：和所有人一样，我可以伸出手，触摸上帝的脸。Jarrell 在唱歌的时候啊，并非只注重歌曲本身的完整度，他对音乐的理解要高于一般的音乐家。在 Jarrell 唱歌的时候，他会在演唱的当中加入很多 mumbling 和很多的口技，英文叫做 scat， 然后听上去呢，就好像是用自己的嗓音在耍一段杂技。他对很多的歌曲表演里面都加入这种 scat 的表演方式，但是最明显也最精彩的一次，至少我认为啊，是他在1976年的一首 Take Five， 是现场录音。这段录音开始的时候，他似乎是要给听众们讲一个故事。 这个故事呢是关于他早年在 Milwaukee 遇到一个啤酒厂打工的女孩，然后他们两个之间在刚见面的时候发生的一些故事。但是这次讲述开始没多久，你就能听到 Gerald 就被自己的口技给打断了。就像他在讲述的时候跟大家所说的，有时候他的语言和音乐会混在一起。我们先来欣赏一下这段精彩的表演吧。 Gerald 1976年的现场录音 Take 5
I'm a letter perfect from my first album. We'd like to do the but it's again it's a do something different for you now. Sometimes if the words and music get a little bit words and music get a little bit mixed together and you don't know quite what to say. Except that I want to talk about it. I used to visit this girl who lived not too far from me in Milwaukee. I was working in the breweries.And I go and every morning I would walk by her house and she'd be sitting on the front, sitting sewing. One morning I said, hey, can I like to.Busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime, I'm out of time, still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet, when your smile goes much too discreet, it said to come away. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Well, you could offer a light. You start a little conversation, now it's all right. When you take it back, yeah.Baby, take five. You thought you'd be busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive. Although I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time, still I know my life's all for me. Half a tingle starts to my feet when you smile is much too discreet. It's simply gone away. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Oh, you look good after a light. You start a little conversation now, it's all right. When you're taking five.Bound, bound, 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 bound
我觉得对于 Agero 这种表现形式的理解，我觉得是需要门槛的。那么对于我自己来说，其实就是这样的。我在最开始的时候啊，听到 Agero 这种唱法，会问自己说这什么玩意儿。我开始会觉得这是一种哗众取宠的表现。然而时间久了以后呢，再去听，我开始慢慢理解和欣赏他的这种表现形式。因为在我看来，正常的音乐家在演唱的时候还是用一种人与人之间沟通交流的方式去思考的。所以呢，正常人呢会在意歌词、旋律、音准、节奏，对吧？这些基本的歌唱元素。但是 Agero 在歌唱的时候，他用的是音乐与人的这种沟通方式。什么意思呢？换句话说，一般人唱歌的时候啊，会考虑到听众的感受，他会将音乐本身呢做一个转码。而 Agero 是没有这个转码的过程的，他将自己收到的音乐信号直接输出给观众，而至于输出的东西，可以是歌词，可以是音乐，可以是节奏，当然也可以是口技，可以是 scat。 Agero 他自己并不在意，他在意的是将自己内心即兴而来的这种音乐冲动和音乐灵感，不需要过滤直接表达。 所以你在听他 scat 的，你在听他 mumbling 的时候呢，你有时候会觉得他是个傀儡，而有个更高的精神在控制着他，而他会随时被这种更高的精神所打断，就像一个机器人的程序突然错乱了一样。而我觉得这种更高的精神就是他内心第一时间的音乐冲动。我感觉他高明的地方啊，在于他让自己作为正常人的那种需求让位于这种音乐冲动的表达，从而造就了这种表现形式的伟大。这一切其实从技术上来讲也并不容易。我们再来听一段 Jero 与 Michelle Patriciani 合作的 Masquerada， 我们可以听一下 Jero 开头与 Michelle Patriciani 的这段即兴。 Michelle Patriciani 就不用多说了嘛，他是 Wi-Fi Jazz 里面介绍的第一位爵士大师，他有着魔鬼一般的手速，但是 Patriciani 再快也 他也是有十根手指头，而 Jero 只有一张嘴。 Jero Michelle PatriciianiMasquerada. 歌曲里面啊 ，Jero 表现出了可怕的强大的能量和技巧，而这一切都是即兴的。有人甚至把 Jero 的这段表演呢，与那个 rapper Busta Rhymes 相比较。
Let's go. Cause I'm feeling like I'm winning and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. But I know that I don't and I won't ever stop. Cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go.
See, they really wanna pop me. Go. Just know that you would never flop me.
Go.
And I know that I could be a little cocky.
Whoa.
You ain't never gonna. Every time I come, a nigga gotta sit it. Then I gotta go in. Then I gotta get it. Then I gotta blow in. Then I gotta show that every little thing a nigga did he be doing. Cause it doesn't matter. Cause I'm gonna everything and everything about a boom, about a big. Do a lot of things. Give it to a couple niggas that I always with it. Then I gotta get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. And I be doing it to death, but no one move a little fella. Nigga better call a referee. Everybody know my style. A nigga know that I'm the best. When they come to doing this, and I be banging on my chest. Banging the east, banging in the west. Can I give you more? Never give you less. Hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggle and hustle and set it in and get it. And you know we gotta do it to get to another place. Gotta taste it,
and I
gotta grab it. I gotta cut all through this traffic to be at the top of the dome. Better know I gotta have it.
Have it.
Look at me.
Jero 另一个受人关注的点呢，是他音乐中的灵性与宗教性，这可能与他小时候在教堂的经历不无关系。而他的音乐中呢，除了受到爵士的影响之外，还有很多福音音乐的元素。
I walked in here with a crutch. I had 3 vertebrae removed from my lower back in October. I am learning to walk again. You know what's helping me?Music. Music. When I do music, I feel better. I know that gets energy flowing in my body. I am smiling. I am happy. When you're smiling and you feel good, you are healed a little bit. And that's the secret. Charlie Chaplin talked about it. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.Although a tear may be ever so near. He understood, and he brought smiles and laughter. If you have that in your life, you're a little bit healed. I got my crutch, and I'll probably go to stage tomorrow with my crutch, but I'm doing better, and I know that the music is part of that.
我最喜欢的一首 Jero 的歌曲呢，是他跟 George Benson 合作的发行于2006年 Give It Up 的这张专辑里面的一首曲子是 Breathing。 Breathing 其实是 George Benson 的原创，是他的名曲，但是 Jero 呢把它填词，跟 Benson 一起合作完成了这首曲子。本身这张专辑就是一个又是一个非常传奇的专辑了，它在里面融合了当时能找到的许许多多爵士大师，包括 Herbie Hancock， 包括 Chris Botti， Jill ScottPatty Austin， 就这些都是大师，然后在里面呢，都客串演奏自己的乐器。然后，但是我觉得 Breathing 这首曲子之所以喜欢，我是，非常实际的一个原因了，就是说 ，George Benson 和 Jero 两个人合在一起，总共17个格莱美奖， 所以说这首曲子的标准可以说是非常高的。A Gerald, George Benson, Brazen, 祝大家晚安。
Sometimes.